Hey, hi, this is Gianni.
Hey, Gianni, how are you? Thank you for calling. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
So, Gianni, let me just start with, I guess we'll be welcoming you to the Youngstown Warren area pretty soon. Have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
Okay, yes. I have a complicated history with baseball.
Okay.
Don't get me started. When I was younger, okay, so my dad, he was really into baseball, so he wanted me to try to, like, get into baseball, too, when I was younger, so I played T-ball.
Ah.
You know, T-ball, it's like, yeah, you have, like, the little T-stand.
Sure.
And then you put the ball on there. I never once hit the ball. It was so bad. There's a reason why I'm an actor. I say words for a living, and that's my profession. And I have thrown out a first pitch before, but I'm just, I don't know. My dad was a pitcher.
Got it.
He was trying to teach me. But I think I can manage. We'll see. Hopefully I don't make a fool of myself.
So you're going to make this, this is going to be your personal, your personal mission to get it across the plate. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, this is my mission. If I don't do it, I can never come back.
You know, but if you do it, you'll probably be one of the first celebrities who come in who actually do that, because most fail miserably. So there's not really a high bar for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. You're really making me feel good here.
All right, well, let's switch to something you do know. You do have a background in martial arts, don't you?
I do, yes. So before I ever started Cobra Kai, I would do Krav Maga, which is, like, for people that don't know, it's like an Israeli sort of fighting technique that they would use in the military. It's pretty violent, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 90% of it is kicking people in the crotch and gouging eyes out. I haven't done either, though.
It sounds like you should be one of the bad guys on Cobra Kai. You already have the knowledge, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I could be a bad guy. Why not?
But no. You're not. You're like one of the good guys, right?
I don't think I ever really hurt anyone in the show that bad, except maybe Hawk the one time with the trophy case. But then again, he went back and broke my arm, so I think we're even now.
There you have it. Yeah, but see, now also, let me see if I get this right. In Cobra Kai, you're one of the few that ends up having a relationship, don't you?
Yeah. No one would have thought that Dimitri the nerd would get the hot girl at school. I mean, honestly, if you had asked me, like, season one when we first meet Dimitri in, like, the cafeteria, if he's, like, going to end up almost winning the All-Valley and ending up with Yasmin, the hot rich girl, I'd be like, you're crazy. You see what my character is?
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, wait a minute, though. But now you're into season five. I know in season four you were still dating her. Can you give us any insights on what to expect this year?
Honestly, it's been so difficult to not spoil season five. Mm. I want to tell people everything that is going to happen. But if I do, you know, they'll kill me.
Ah.
I mean, my thing is, you never want to piss off the people that literally teach you karate. They'll ruin you.
And I understand you have to keep the secrecy going. And five seasons? I mean, no one, when Cobra Kai started, basically on YouTube, that it would end up being a massive hit, switched over to Netflix and going into its fifth season. I mean, you got to be really proud of that, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm so proud. I mean, when we first started on YouTube, we had, like, a pretty good following, but most people didn't even know what the YouTube Red at the time, I think that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know what that was. And so it was kind of an underground sort of TV show. And then later on, in between when COVID happened, the shutdown happened, they had dropped all of their original TV shows.
Right.
So for a while there, we were kind of like up in the air, and, you know, Netflix saw what great, you know, material the creators of the show had. So they were like, yeah, of course, we'll take you in. It's been amazing. I mean, we've got such an awesome fan base, because we don't have just, like, the older generation that grew up watching The Karate Kid, but it's also kind of blended in with the younger generation. The creators of the show have created something that I think everyone can enjoy, and it's awesome to see.
I love that you say that, because it's getting critical acclaim, and also, wasn't it nominated for one of the best comedy series on television?
Yes, yeah. Honestly, I'm just amazed that people, you know, love something that I get to be a part of. I'm so happy. We were also nominated for, I think, Best Stunts, too. We have an amazing stunt team.
Okay, I have to ask you this about your earlier life in some of your earlier roles. Am I right that you were a regular on Liv and Maddie on Disney?
I did a recurring on Liv and Maddie. I played young Joey Bragg. He was the brother of Liv and Maddie. Mm. And I'll never forget, my favorite line on that show was, "Oh, so that's why he poops with the door open."
It was amazing. God. All of that you remember that line.
Yeah, that was one of two lines, and it was so much fun.
I always thought that was a great show. I loved Liv and Maddie. I used to watch that with my kids all the time. And so that knowing that you were on that, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I think you've got a nice career going. You've been doing it now for, about 8 years, and you're, 20, right?
Well, I started when I was about, 8 years old.
It sounds to me like you've got some things together, and we're going to get an interesting character who's going to show up on the field on the 25th throwing out the first pitch. Are you going to be doing some karate demonstrations? I know there's some meet and greets, so folks are going to get a chance to meet you.
Oh, God, they don't want to see me do karate. Oh, you don't want to see that. My character, I'm so lucky that my character isn't supposed to be the best fighter out there, because let me tell you, I can throw a kick and I can throw a few punches, but my biggest thing is flexibility. If you give me a solid 3 months, maybe I can get my leg over my head.
Okay.
I think I could manage that. Okay. My goal is, in season 20, to do the splits.
All right, then one final question you have to tell me. Can Ralph Macchio really do the karate stuff? You look at him and you go, nah, I don't think so.
I will say, both him and William Zabka do about 90% of all of those fight scenes. Everyone does basically all the fight stuff.
Wow.
Other than, of course, falling onto a flight of stairs. We leave that to the professionals. But yeah, they train for weeks in advance to be able to do those fight scenes. There was one time back in season one when my character and Hawk first try to join Cobra Kai, and Billy, he's trying to get us to throw punches and stuff. In between takes, he would actually show people how to do proper, forms and how to properly throw the punch.
Wow.
Which was kind of cool. Yeah, he was like our actual sensei there.
So he's actually showing you what's going on. I found it really hilarious when I was doing some more research that Ralph Macchio now is as old as his mentor was when they did the original movie.
Really?
Yeah, Miyagi. I think he's older than Miyagi was.
Honestly, he does not age. I don't understand.
No, he
doesn't. I don't know what he's drinking. I need that, though.
You're a little too young to be worrying about aging, aren't you? Come on.
Nah, but I'm an actor. I gotta get ready, get ready for the future. I gotta be able to stay in the game.
Well, I think you're going to stay in the game very well. Gianni, very much a pleasure talking with you today. I look forward to hopefully meeting you on the 25th. If not, I wish you all the best in your career. I think it's going to be very bright for you in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And hopefully I don't disappoint the audience. I want to throw a good pitch.
You've got them all watching, waiting. So now the pressure's on. I'm sorry. Well, here's the thing. What I'll need is the email of your dad so I can show him a video of your actual pitch. That's what we need.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think I'm bringing him with me, too.
He's there.
I'll be able to disappoint him in person.
There's the pressure right there. Dad, a pitcher, watching his son throw out the first pitch, and then just... Well, Gianni, thank you so much for the interview. You have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see everyone.